This intelligence, this divine intelligence, that this invisibleness, this organizing intelligence that flows through everything, is also flowing through you and through everything. It's not like there's a separate intelligence for you and a separate one for me, and a separate God for you and a separate God for you. It isn't like that. This is a una, one verse song. A one song, a una verse. It's all one. And there's an intelligence about it all. And so in order to be able to banish the doubt about your capacity to manifest miracles for yourself in your life, you have to know that your life is a part of this intelligence, and that it, like everything else, from the tiniest little microscopic dot to the galaxies and the cosmos, all has a purpose. There's a purpose to it all. And now when you get that and banish the doubt, you begin to realize that everything that has happened to you up until this moment, right now, is a part of that intelligence. It's all part of that. Like, you take the things that come along, and when you get to that spiritual place in your life, you begin to see that these things all have great lessons in them. And instead of saying to yourself, why is this happening to me? Isn't this awful? Poor me. You begin to say, what do I have to learn from this? Because you have banished the doubt that this is some sort of freak accident that you're in, and you begin to see that this is an intelligent system that you're all a part of. And understanding how to banish the doubt really starts with knowing the difference between that which you believe and that which you know. You see, all of the things that you believe, all of your beliefs, are handed to you throughout your life. They come from outside of you. So when you are born, and then you get into a family, and in that family you go to school, and you go through religious experiences, and you have all of your friends and so on, and you're constantly being given a whole set of beliefs. And you can see the real trauma of that on the planet today in Yugoslavia and Herzegovina and Bosnia, where young people are taught who they're supposed to hate from things that happened hundreds of years before. And the hatred is so bitter with people who've never even seen each other. They have this, you know, and you can see it in the Middle East, and you can see it. You can see it virtually in all the places where there's enormous conflicts. It's called prejudice, prejudging. So in order to understand how to get past this, you have to understand there are some things that you believe and there are some things that you know. Now, your knowings are different from your beliefs in that your beliefs are handed to you. Your knowings all come from within. Everything that you know because you got it yourself. No one handed it to you. Like, I watched the Winter Olympic trials a while back. And when I was a young boy, I was going to become a professional ice hockey player. And I used to go skating every single day. And then I let go of that when I was 18 and went into the service and spent some years overseas and all of that, and came out and went through all of the things of my life. And I get to now where I'm 52 years old, and I'm watching the Winter Olympics with all of my children. And my children help me with humility. You know, I asked my 15-year-old daughter if she wanted to come and hear me speak. I said, I can get you tickets. There's thousands of people. They've actually paid to come and hear me speak. Would you like to come? She said, why? So we're watching these, and I get this all the time, right? So we're watching the trials, and I say to my kids, we're all sitting there, and I say, I can do that. You see that Christy Yamaguchi over there? I can do those things.
You can't do that, Dad. Come on.
I said, yeah, I can do that. I used to be a great skater. I can twirl, and I can go backwards, and I can do figure eights and axles. I can do all of that stuff. I used to do all of that.
Come on, Dad. You can't do that.
I said, yeah, I can. I really can. So we have occasion to go to up into Massachusetts, and I'm putting on my ice skates after 34 years. Haven't been on skates in 34 years. And I lace up the skates, and I'm getting ready to go out there and skate, and the kids are all like, oh, he's got to... And I go right out there, and within 15 seconds, I'm doing what I was doing 34 years ago. Skating, twirling, going backwards, doing all the things that were just second nature to me when I was growing up in Detroit. down in the Detroit River. And the interesting thing is that the body that knew how to do that in 1958 is dead. There's not one cell left in it. Yet the knowing is still there. I don't have the same brain. I have different cells. I don't have the same femurs. I don't have the same ankles. I don't have... It's all different. Replaced. And yet the knowing is still there. You see, a knowing is metaphysical in nature. Somehow, beyond the physical, transferred to the physical through some process that we can't even begin to comprehend. The knowings that you have in your life, like I know I can swim, I know I can dance, I know I can make love, I know I can walk, I know I can do all of these things that I have a knowing about, all came from within you, and all of the things that you believe in were handed to you. So consequently, your knowings will never let you down in times of crisis, and your beliefs will almost always let you down in times of crisis. Those things that you believe in are handed to you, and those things that are handed to you come with doubt because someone else is giving it to you. This is what you're supposed to believe, this is what you're supposed to do, this is how you do it. Yeah, that's great, and you're going to, but then there's a doubt attached to it. But that which you know isn't. Now, unfortunately, most of the things that we know as individuals